Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We hear over and over the Iowa straw poll means nothing until maybe it does. This past weekend, Tea Party favorite Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota became the first woman to win this quirky vote that's part election, part circus, with candidates luring the 17,000 or so voters into big tents erected on the grounds of the Iowa University. Ron Paul, who erected a sliding dollar inflatable slide at his venue, came in a close second. Tim Pawlenty dropped out after coming in third, but writing candidate Texas Governor Rick Perry pole vaulted into the race with a sixth-place finish. Just 700-some-odd votes, but still ahead of Mitt Romney. So where does the Republican primary race go from here? Matt Visor of the Boston Globe is in Iowa. Matt, first of all, what's the buzz there? What are people talking about today?
It's been a very exciting couple of days here. I think there's a sense that the race has begun. I mean, that for so long, this has been something that Iowans look for every 4 years. And now we're really starting to get a sense of the field. People are getting much more familiar with the candidates. Political news is on the front page every day. The candidates are going to the Iowa State Fair to go to the soapbox and talk to voters. There's a lot of excitement.
Well, there's that saying, I can't quite remember who said it first, but it's from disgruntled people in New Hampshire who think, you know, their primary is the first. They say New Hampshire picks the president, Iowa picks the corn. But somebody this weekend said, no, Iowa picks the field. And so, as you say, you know, the field is shaping up. Rick Perry threw down a gauntlet, setting up an appearance in Michelle Bachmann's birthplace of Waterloo, Iowa, this past weekend after the straw poll. But she, you know, undaunted, she showed up as well. So how'd that go? This was after the poll showing that, you know, she won.
It was really interesting to watch the two of them back to back, and yet they never interacted. They never spoke to each other. They never acknowledged one another from the podium or in person. Michelle Bachmann waited on her campaign bus outside while Perry was speaking, and she didn't come in. She knew he was off the stage. Perry sort of jetted out the door as Michelle Bachmann was signing autographs at the end. So the two of them never interacted with one another, which was sort of the photograph I think a lot of voters were looking for. And it was also, they had different styles, I think. Perry was sort of schmoozing and charming the crowd and trying to come across real well. And Bachmann was much more energetic. Every sentence seemed to end with an exclamation point, you know, but she was very excited by the result of the straw poll. So I think she came into it with, you know, trying to solidify her base and excite this hometown crowd, really, for her.
Well, by the way, this is not the Michelle Bachmann that you might have seen, you know, even a year ago on MSNBC making statements about how, you know, people in Congress should be tested for their patriotism. This is a Michelle Bachmann who's being wrangled by top Republican consultants like Ed Rollins. How do you feel her come across?
In general, I think she comes across fairly well with crowds, and she's focused pretty strongly on the economy, on the debt, issues that are not quite as controversial as some of the things that she's focused on in the past, which is probably a result, actually, of the consultants around her trying to put the focus on things that they're not the fringe issues that sometimes she did in the past, and trying to appeal to a broader base of Republicans.
So what does this mean? You've got Texas Governor Rick Perry, as we said, pole vaulting into the race now, very conservative, recently held that prayer summit, and Michelle Bachmann also covering that same ground, big support from Christian evangelicals. What does this mean for Mitt Romney, who nationally is the front runner?
So far, he's been able to kind of coast a little bit. He hasn't really felt threatened by any particular campaign yet. And Rick Perry has the potential to threaten Romney in the sense that he appeals to both the Tea Party portion of the party, where there's a lot of the new energy. Rick Perry also has a long tenure as governor of a major state in Texas. And largely because of that, he appeals also to the more establishment parts of the party, the parts that Romney really has focused upon.
Well, Rick Perry is already talking about jobs, the fact that 40% of the stimulus jobs came from his state. His critics, including columnist Paul Krugman, who writes about this today, say, you know, he steals those jobs from other states because of low pay and low regulation, and that many of those jobs come from oil and defense. These are government-subsidized jobs. But it seems as if Mitt Romney can't attack Rick Perry on who was the better governor, because that will draw attention to Mitt Romney's health care plan enacted while he was governor here in Massachusetts.
I think that's right. And so I think we'll look to see Mitt Romney probably emphasize his private sector experience, his business background, whereas Perry has been in government for 25 years. Mitt Romney has 25 years in the business sector. And then that will set up potentially an argument over the type of business background that Mitt Romney has.
Well, he was accused of buying up companies and stripping them of jobs in order to resell them. And then Maureen Dowd had her searing column on Mitt Romney's comment from last week in Iowa, in which he responded to a question about, you know, whether corporations should be taxed, by saying corporations are people. So it seems as if the spears are ready for Mitt Romney. But meanwhile, one last question, Matt Visor. President Obama kicked off a 3-day economic bus tour. As John Hartman put it in the New York Times, Obama now going to appeal to the people instead of to Congress. You've got Warren Buffett writing today an op-ed piece in the Times saying, don't coddle the rich, tax me more. How has the Iowa straw poll affected how Obama is going to, you know, be approaching people as he travels?
It's an indication, looking toward the general election, that Iowa may be a state, I mean, not many electoral votes, but may be a state that's up for grabs. And I think Obama, you know, came out of the Iowa caucuses himself with a major win, and it helped catapult him to the White House. And I think he's looking to come and shore up some of that base again.
Matt, thanks so much.
Thank you.